Okay, so the Shaila goes like this. Hi, Rabbi Orlian. I'm on the plane back from Israel, and I'm wondering if I'm allowed to eat, given the fact that it is nighttime and Zman Hadlaka where I am flying over. I am between Iceland and Greenland now. It's dark outside. So that was this afternoon, a few hours ago, when here in New York, where this person who asked the question lives, it was around noon or 1 in the afternoon, so it was not Zman Hadlaka where the person's house is, but where the person is situated over Greenland somewhere, or almost over Greenland, it is night. So the question is, how do we define their position as far as the Isra Achila once the Zman Hadlaka comes? So for them it's night, they're chayev in candle lighting. You definitely can't light on a plane. Definitely can't light on a plane. Okay, so let's say like this. Let's say you're at work tomorrow afternoon you're at work in the city, and you leave the city at 6:30 p.m., which is reasonable, and you're going to come home and get home at 7:30 p.m. Are you allowed to eat on the train while you're traveling home? No. You're going to light when you get home at 7:30. Are you allowed to eat on the train while you're driving home? Well, you can get home at 7:30, yeah. Yeah, we're going to get there. I want to know, could you have a meal? So the poskim, raised this question. Shmuel Kamenetsky, in the sefer that they put out in his name, he talks about somebody who's traveling home in order to, so let's put the Greenland, Iceland and Greenland aside. Talk about a regular case, you're coming home from work tomorrow night, and you're going to light when you get home. Could you have that sandwich that you forgot to eat for lunch? Could you eat on the way home? You're starving on the way home tomorrow afternoon on the LIRR. Or in your car. So there is a discussion in the situation of Lulav and Esrog. Let's say there's no Lulav and Esrog on Sukkot morning, one of the days of Sukkot, not Dafka, the first, the end of the days of Sukkot, and the halacha is you're not allowed to eat before you know to Lulav, right? In the same way, you're not allowed to eat before you do any mitzvah, including light Hanukkah candles. That's the same sugya. You're not allowed to eat before any mitzvah. So there, the Magen Avraham writes that if somebody is coming to a place, he doesn't have a Lulav and Esrog, and he's coming to a place where he anticipates that there will be a Lulav and Esrog there, so too in that situation you're also not allowed to eat. Even though you are on your way to someplace where you anticipate that it would be. However, comes Eli Rabin and says, wait a second, what happens if you're going somewhere specifically so you could be no-till Lulav? Meaning, it's not just that you're going somewhere, and when you get there, yeah, there's probably going to be a Lulav and Esrog there. No, you're going there so you're walking, you're driving to the place where there will be a Lulav and Esrog. Are we going to say, oh, we don't want you to eat because, why can't you eat before you do a mitzvah? Because we're worried. What are we worried? You're going to forget to go ahead and do the mitzvah. You get involved in your meal, you get involved in your nap, you get involved in your learning, you're going to forget to do the mitzvah entirely. So therefore, don't learn, don't sleep, don't daven when there's a mitzvah that you have to, don't learn, don't sleep, don't eat when there's a mitzvah that's on your shoulders to do. So comes Eli Rabin and says, if you're going specifically to do that mitzvah, what are you going to say? We're worried that on your way to go to do that mitzvah, you're going to get involved with, you're going to do the mitzvah. You're on your way to that place to do that mitzvah. That's your plan, that's your goal, that's your objective, that's why you're going. We're worried you're going to forget, you're going to get involved with your eating, your snack, while you're going to the place that you're going to do the mitzvah. That doesn't make sense, says Eli Rabba. So it seems that it's a machlokas achronim, possibly. Shmuel Kamenetsky says that indeed he thinks there would be room to be machmir, like that Magen Avraham, who is machmir and says that you should not eat, even though you're going to the Lulav and Esrog.
This is a case where nobody's reminding you?
Hold on. Leave that aside for now. So Shmuel Kamenetsky suggests that he thinks that even though you're going home, you should not eat dinner in the car on your way home to go light candles, even though you're going home to light candles, but at least half an hour before the Zman Hadlaka, which typically also would be usher to eat and sleep, half an hour before usher, that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky would suggest, that far you don't have to go, to usher it even half an hour before, but at least once the Zman Hadlaka would come, then he thinks it would be appropriate not to eat, even though you're going to where you want to go. The problem is that everything we're talking about here is when you're in New York and you're chayev in, it's nighttime in New York, it's the Zman Hadlaka in New York, you're just at Penn Station or you're just on the Van Wyck instead of being in your house. The quest that the shah that I got was that when this shiloh was sent to me and it's dark and it's nighttime over Greenland, It's not so much, she couldn't even light it. There couldn't be hadlaka now here anyway, because it's not the time to light. So we're going to say that the person has to light because they're in a place where it's Laila. But where's their bias? Their bias is in a place where it's Yom. So how could they be chayiv to... They can't eat because they have a chiyuv mitzvah on them. Do they have a chiyuv mitzvah on them? 100%. But it's not a chiyuv mitzvah on them. It's a joint chiyuv of the bias and their isha basis. It's then in the bias on the person and the bias together. It's like a mishmash of a mitzvah. It's a gavra with a bias. If you're homeless, you don't have a mitzvah to light hadlakas neris, right? Here the person right now is homeless, but in a few hours they're not homeless. They have a home. They're going there. But that home doesn't have a chiyuv at all. It's daytime. It was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So... Lamaisa, I told them what both of you mentioned, that just eat whatever you want besides the bagel, besides the roll that they give you on the airline, besides the bread, and it's considered a snack, and it's if it's a snack, it's mutter anyway to have a non meal, because that would what? So maybe that's right, maybe it's not right. I'm not sure about that svar. That's my own svar. I was making it up on the spot. So I said better to be safe and just eat whatever you want. Have the chicken, have the vegetables, have the whatever it is. Just don't have a kibetza of mizonos. Don't have the roll. And even if you hold that, you don't have to wash on a roll. Really, you do have to wash on the roll anyway. So we're not going to get into that now anyway. Thank you.